saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamp to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations. The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its independent affiliated stations present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our dramatic program today, The Lantern in the Inferno, featuring Joseph Weisman, was written by Morton Wishengrad and is presented in celebration of the festival of Hanukkah. Saves a human life is as one who saves the entire world. This is the story of a Palestinian girl named Hannah Senesh who saved a world. And if she died in the act, let the Hebrew words Kiddush Hashem be said of her, for she died for the sanctification of God's name. There is a gloomy dungeon beneath the ancient prison of the Hungarian city of Budapest. Toward the end of May 1945, Lieutenant Hardy of British intelligence led a squad of men to the old dungeon. The heavy doors swung open, and into the light stumbled the liberated scarecrows, animate lumps of protoplasm in the shape of human beings. When they were assembled, Lieutenant Hardy called the roll, and the protoplasm answered.
Janina Jordania?
Here.
Zvi Marcus?
Yes.
Shlomo Dichter?
Here.
David Ben Giora?
Here.
Hanna Senesh? Hanna Senesh. Make a note of it, Quimby.
Yes, sir.
Dov Nathanson.
Dov, the lieutenant called your name.
264. 265.
Dov.
266.
Please, Dov.
267.
Quimby, get a doctor for this man.
168.
Dov. Listen to me.
269.
Please stop counting. You're among friends now, Dov. You're no longer in the dungeon.
271.
What is he counting? Why does he do that?
Drops of water, Lieutenant. He's counting the drops of water falling from the ceiling of the dungeon.
275. I mustn't lose count. 293. I mustn't lose count. Dob, you're going mad. Dob, you mustn't lose count. Dripping, dripping. Hannah Senesh, can you hear it? From where you are, can you hear it, Hannah? Hannah, this is Budapest. Palestine is so far away, very far. I wonder, in our cooperative colony at Stotjam, do they remember you? 304, 305, 306. Only a year ago, Hannah, from the cooperative of Stotjam, we could see the Mediterranean. It was your 20th birthday. And instead of celebrating, you and I and Penina and Svi and the others of Haganah. We sat and we listened to the British officer who had come that morning.
Please follow me on the map. This is Yugoslavia. In this area here, behind the enemy lines, groups of partisan fighters are organized. They need immediate reinforcements.
I am Hanna Senesh. The others have asked me to speak for them.
That's right, sir.
Suppose we volunteer. How do we reach Yugoslavia?
By parachute. Make no mistake about it, this is a dangerous mission. You will be parachuted down in the dead of night.
We understand, sir. Is our mission limited to specific objectives?
Yes and no. The specific purpose is to dynamite and destroy these three centers of enemy communications. Here. You will also be expected to do everything possible to disrupt the enemy's transport.
One more question, sir.
Yes?
Well, some of us here are anxious to rescue Jewish children who are trapped in Yugoslavia and Hungary.
This mission is confined to Yugoslavia.
Well, I understand, sir, but Hungary borders on Yugoslavia.
Oh. Well, go on, please.
Well, we think that while we're in Yugoslavia, it may be possible to organize rescue stations for children right up to the Hungarian border.
If your work does not interfere with the primary purpose of this mission, by all means. It seems to me that we're all trying to save lives. Well, will you undertake the mission?
See?
All right, Hannah.
Dove?
I'll go along.
Fenina?
I think we all agree.
I'm sure we do. We have 17 men, sir, and 3 women.
Very good. Tomorrow, after sunrise, 2 lorries will be waiting here. Take no clothing, only what you wear. I shall expect you in Cairo on Tuesday morning.
Three hundred and ten. Hanna Senesh, listen, do you hear water dripping? Drip, drip, drip. Like a clock ticking, like a heart beating. 316. Hanna, this is Budapest. We went to join the partisans and save the children. But this is Budapest. And before Budapest, so long before, we were in Egypt and to be trained.
Better, Hanna. Much better. But squeeze the trigger. Squeeze, don't pull.
Nose fuse.
Right.
Primer detonator.
Right.
Booster charge.
Right.
Arming wire suspension lug.
Good enough.
All clear this end.
All clear from here.
Heads down. Heads down, everyone. Jumped in daylight. Now you jump in the darkness. Ready, Hanna?
Ready, sir.
Don't freeze to the ripcord. Jump.
Dove, you're not looking at the map?
But I'd rather look at you, Hanna.
Tomorrow we may be in Yugoslavia.
Uh-huh. Your nose is twitching again, the tip of your nose.
Dove. Mm-hmm.
I wonder how many children we can bring out.
You know, Hannah, if your eyes were just the merest bit larger...
Doug, we've got to find the children.
Hannah, you're not pretty, you know. Not really, that is.
Doug, please, I can't get the children out of my mind.
I'm sorry.
Maybe we can bring them back to Stotjan.
Maybe.
Put them on the land and teach them to farm. We could watch them grow and see them become normal men and women.
That's all you want, Hannah?
Right now, Dove. Yes. Right now. That's all I want.
All right.
Oh, Dove, I'm sorry. When we come back from Yugoslavia, there'll be time to talk of other things.
Sure. All right.
Don't be moody, Dove. There's time. Besides, tomorrow we'll be in Yugoslavia.
There'll be time, Hannah. Yes, there's always time. Time for 337, 338. That night, the planes took off from Egypt. Our clothes were black. Parachutes black, black night, darkness. And the Lord said, stretch out thy hand toward heaven that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, even darkness which may be felt. And Moses stretched forth his hand and there was 349 drops of water falling, falling, 17 men, 3 women falling, falling, falling through the darkness into the night of Yugoslavia.
There it is.
Wait. We must be sure.
All right, Svi, answer him.
Shloma? David? Benina? Guns ready?
Right. See anyone?
No. Why doesn't he come?
There he is.
Answer him, Svi.
Hello.
Hello. We're glad to see you.
How many?
17 men, 3 women.
That's good. We've got mules waiting below.
Friend, are there any Jewish children here?
No. No children. Only Nazis. Come on, we have work. First, there's a German troop train to take care of.
On the mule. You're bigger than he is, Duff.
A mule is not a he. He's an it.
Well, you still look foolish.
Well, you ought to be used to it. Hannah, how many weeks have we been riding these Yugoslav taxi cabs?
No, I'm not sure. I'm not sure of anything anymore. We come to destroy and to save. It's confusing.
We've done all right.
Oh, I hope so, Duff. It's a queer world. We're like people carrying a lantern into an inferno, and we're helping to build the inferno. Duff, we've got to see the children, and how can we see them when we create the fire that blinds our eyes?
Hannah Senish, a lantern in the inferno. 362, 363... Three primary objectives. That's what the British officer said, Hannah, didn't he? Three explosions? Primary mission completed. Only, where are the children? Where were the... 379, 380, 381. So, we went north, north toward the Hungarian border. Panina, see? And Hannah and I north, looking for the children.
be? What did you find out?
Something. Across the Hungarian border, the city of Szeged, 30 Jewish children are hidden there.
What else, Svi?
Spread your map, Panina. Now, look. This is where we are, north of Subotica. If we can get the children to Subotica, we can make contact with the partisans. There are relay stations here at Topola, Sombor, Sbobran, and then due west right to the coast. Once we get the children to the coast, fishing boats will take them out, but the big job is in Szeged.
What do you think, Dov?
How do we work past the border guard?
That's the rub. Nazi patrols there are thicker than bedbugs. We'll have to split up.
I don't like that, Hannah.
I don't either. But it's better that way. If one of us is stopped, at least the others will get through.
Yes, it's the only sensible thing.
If we get through to Szeged, where do we meet?
There's a big church off the main square. We meet at the church.
We're being watched.
Just lean against the wall. Talk casually.
You're all right, Hannah?
Good enough. We're at Svi and Vanina.
Inside the church. The priest is our contact.
Oh, fine. And the children, how many are there?
Only 15.
15? Svi said there were 30.
Only 15 left, Hannah. The priest thinks the Nazis have spotted the others. We have to work fast.
When?
Tonight.
Where?
There's a river or a lake, I don't know which. There'll be four rowboats, four pairs of oars. We divide the children in the boats. Anna, it means we're still separated.
Doug, they're watching us. Keep your head turned away.
Sure.
Will Svi bring the children?
Svi and the priest. Panina will wait with us.
Oh, that's fine.
Anna.
Yes, Doug.
You're not pretty. Not really, that is.
Doug.
Yes.
Thank you. Hey, why did you take so long? We were worried.
Is your load safe?
In the woods. Children, this way. No talking. Go toward the flashlight in the woods.
Is Panina all right?
Yes, and so is Doug. They're waiting for the children. Hey, what's wrong?
Hannah, there are two little girls. Still on the other side.
Svi, in God's name, why didn't you wait for them?
My arm. I fell. I couldn't go back. No, Hannah, don't do it. No, no, Hannah. Come back, Hannah.
If I'm not back in a half hour, tell Doug to go on.
Hannah! Come back.
A half hour, Svi. Don't forget.
Like a clock ticking, like a heart beating. 412, 413. You knew they would catch you, Hannah. We saw the lights. We heard the shots. We knew. Hannah, I think the children are safe. But why did you go back? Didn't you know that once the children were safe, we'd come after you? Yes, we weren't very lucky either. We were 424. We were told they had taken you to Budapest. We had to follow. They caught us outside the town of Szeged.
You three, inside the truck. Guard, did you hear anything of another Palestinian?
A girl, about my height.
I heard. Inside the truck.
Is she all right?
For now, yes. She shot a man, you know, a soldier. For now, she's all right.
What are they going to do for her?
What do you think? Inside the truck, you'll see her soon enough. All right, driver, they're in.
What did they do to you?
Nothing. They let me see her.
Hannah?
Yes.
Are they going to?
Yes. Tomorrow.
It's my fault.
No, Svi. It's not your fault. It was hard to talk to her. Every tooth in her mouth was gone. Her teeth were nice, weren't they, Svi?
The guard said they would accept a plea for clemency.
She told me. She told them clemency was for criminals.
Yes, yeah, sure. Sure.
She says they haven't treated her too badly.
Did she say anything else?
Not much. Just that she's glad the children were rescued.
Yes, sure. The children were rescued. Sure.
Hannah, we could hear it. Three shots. Just three shots, then nothing. Like a clock ticking, like a heart beating. 438, 439, counting the drops. Nothing to do but count the drops. 443, 444.
He's coming out of it, Lieutenant.
Thank you, Doctor.
I wouldn't make him talk too much.
Yes, of course. Dov. Dov Nathanson. It's Lieutenant Hardair. You're all right now.
Svee, Panina?
They're fine.
I'm glad.
You mustn't talk too much now. In a short time, there will be a plane to take you home to Palestine.
That's good. Lieutenant, I want to go home soon.
Yes?
Make it soon. Perhaps in time for Hanukkah.
Dov, you're not to talk.
I want to tell them of Hannah Senish.
I'll try, Dov.
Lieutenant.
Yes?
She was a lantern in the inferno.
Yes. Yes, of course. A lantern.
In many places, these last 8 days, the Hanukkah candles of the Feast of Lights have burned very brightly. Here in Palestine, the lamps were kindled from Upper Galilee, down through Beersheba in Gaza, and south to the Egyptian border. But I think that nowhere have the lamps burned so brightly as in our own cooperative colony of Sdotcham. For while in the rest of Palestine the candles were lighted to commemorate the ancient exploits of the Maccabees, here in the colony of Sdotcham, our candles burned also for another Maccabee, a girl called Hannah Senish, who was one of us. And who died, that others might live.
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address for 25 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York, New York, 10027. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Dr. Simon Novak, spiritual leader of Emmanuel Synagogue, Hartford, Connecticut. Dr. Novak.
The courageous deeds of Hannah Senish and the Jewish parachutist represent a new evaluation of the meaning of heroism which has come into Jewish life in modern times. Since the days of the Pharisees more than 2,000 years ago, our tradition has glorified not the military achievements of Mattathias and his sons, but the religious martyr who was ready to give his life for his faith. The saga of the mass suicide of the 960 defenders of Masada, which can be seen at the exciting exhibition at the Jewish Museum in New York, the glorification of the 10 martyrs during the rabbinic period who were executed by the Romans because they continued to teach the Torah, the self-immolation of thousands of Jews who killed their families and themselves during the Middle Ages rather than fall into the hands of the Crusader mobs, these are examples of this concept of religious heroism. It is based on an acceptance of the divine will and the ultimate victory of faith and passive resistance. But in modern times, as the eminent historian Salo Baron has pointed out, a new meaning has been given to heroism, the courage to stand up and fight back, no matter how overwhelming the odds. Examples of this new type of heroism can be seen in the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising, in the revolts which took place in other Polish communities, in the Jewish partisans who fought so valiantly against the enemy, and among the fighters for Israel independence in 1948. Hannah Senish and the Jewish parachutists were symbols of this new modern type of heroism, a reassertion of the Maccabean spirit in our time. When the whole world stood passively by and watched the mounting evil, she and her friends broke the sense of helplessness and proved Jews could act. The dignity and courage with which she faced her captors, the dramatic meeting with her mother in the Budapest prison, her refusal to ask for mercy after being condemned to death, are all part of the heroic legacy of this young girl. As we light the Hanukkah candles this week, we must not forget the long line of religious martyrs who died al Kiddush Hashem for the sanctification of God's name. But we ought also to honor the new type of hero who has emerged in our times. Hannah Senes was one of these latter-day Jewish heroines. Before she died, she wrote a poem, Ashrei HaGafrua, blessed is the match that is consumed in kindling the flame. In giving her life, she helped to inspire the spirit of courage and bravery which manifested itself in Israel so magnificently last June. This new heroism will be a source of pride for the Jewish people for centuries to come.
Thank you, Dr. Novak. Eternal Light drama today, presented in celebration of Hanukkah, was written by Morton Wishengrad. Cantor Robert H. Siegel sang the liturgical introduction. Featured today was Joseph Wiseman and Dove, and Joan Lazer as Hannah. Others in the cast were Alan Bergman, Amy Sedell, William Redfield, Rex O'Malley, Gilbert Mack, and James Dukas. We invite you to join us next week when the Eternal Light will present Yao, by Joseph Mindel, based on incidents from the life of Isaac Peretz, the second in a series entitled The Writer and His Time. This is Jerry Damon. The Eternal Light is directed by Kenneth McGregor and is presented weekly under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is the NBC Radio Network.